Wednesday was a day of broad-based U.S. dollar inflows. There was plenty of demand for the U.S. dollar across the board. A lot of this coming from a round of recent inflation data out of many economies that was softer than expected, specifically data out of Australia and Canada. And if it wasn't inflation data, it was the revelation of a notable slide in Eurozone money supply reads or news around the UK's largest water company being low on cash and strapped with a debt burden. And over in China, the PBOC refraining from a fresh round of support at the daily fix was also disconcerting. And so plenty of currency outflows and US dollar demand, including against the yen, which has dropped to yet another yearly low against the US dollar on the striking monetary policy divergence theme that is between the BOJ and Federal Reserve. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from German inflation reads, UK consumer credit, mortgage approvals and net lending, Eurozone sentiment and confidence reads, UK GDP, US GDP, initial jobless claims and pending home sales. That's all for now.